What about Bev?
So bevacizumab, there are two randomized phase 3 trials, one from the U.S. with carboplatin and Taxol, and was the EGOG study and showed a survival benefit with a hazard ratio that is clinically relevant to me and similar to practice-changing studies with other things. So for the way the study was done, that is non-squamous, no brain mets, no hemoptysis, no anticoagulants, I think in the U.S., most people will use bevacizumab, and I certainly will. It's certainly reasonable to give bevacizumab to people who were bevacizumab eligible on the ECOG study. And then there's a couple of questions, of course. Bevacizumab has been used quite a bit in gliomas, and there's a study going on now testing it in people with brain mets. So if you have irradiated brain met, do you really not have to give bevacizumab? And then if you're on Coumadin or subcutaneous heparin, there's a question of whether it's okay to give bevacizumab as well. I generally don't at the moment, but I've certainly been tempted at times.
How about the brain met, treated brain met situation? Have you done that?
I've treated some patients who've had irradiated brain mets. That's not routine, but I certainly have done that. What's really missing is the final survival data from the European trial. The European trial had two major differences. The first is that the chemotherapy was gemcitabine-based instead of Taxol-based. And second of all, they used two doses of bevacizumab, 7.5 milligrams per kilogram and 15 milligrams per kilogram. The primary endpoint of the study was progression-free survival, and they met that endpoint, and that's what's been released. The survival data has not yet been presented. In the progression-free survival, there wasn't a difference between 7.5 and 15. But the differences seemed less striking than the differences in the ECOG study. So whether the chemotherapy matters is not really determined. Whether the dose of bevacizumab matters hasn't really been determined. So my take on that is to continue to use Taxol and carboplatin with bevacizumab at 15 milligrams per kilogram.
Once the patient is on that therapy, how many chemotherapy cycles do you utilize, and do you then continue the Bev as in the trial?
Right. The majority of patients, but certainly not all, will get four cycles of chemotherapy. Now, obviously, if you're progressing, you're going to get fewer. If you're still responding after four, you would give more. And that happens occasionally, but in the minority of patients. What was done in the ECOG study was to continue the bevacizumab, so that's basically what I do and what the standard is.